I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1974. It was the final day of a groundbreaking gathering of more than 3,000 women union members in Chicago to found the Coalition of Labor Union Women, or CLU. The union women had come together for the purpose of increasing their voice in the labor movement. Women from 58 unions and 41 states joined the conference. Nearly 2,000 of the attendees were rank-and-file members. For many of them, the Chicago gathering was their first major labor conference. They heard a keynote address by Addie Wyatt. Addie Wyatt was the first African-American woman to hold a top office in an American labor union. She was elected vice president of her meatpacking local in 1953. Addie's speech inspired the women. They chose her to serve as the first CLU vice president. They selected Olga Mader as president of CLU. Olga had entered the United Auto Workers Union at the Ford Willow Run bomber plant during World War II. She became the first woman to serve on the UAW executive board. With these two seasoned labor activists at the helm, CLU became an important force in U.S. labor. The women attending the founding convention agreed on four key goals. First was to promote affirmative action in the workplace. Second was to strengthen the role of women in unions. Third, to organize the unorganized women. And their final objective was to increase the involvement of women in the political and legislative process. Since its founding, CLU has supported efforts for pay equality, parental leave, and child care. Today, CLU continues to encourage and mentor future women labor leaders and works to involve more women in the political process.
Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.